any of this stuff, and I said to Al, if you'd asked me a week ago if there was any, but if you'd asked me a week ago if there was anything more about to come out.
No, but if Dean added something, or Ehrlichman, do you just want to say again?
I don't know why everybody's so suspicious of Ehrlichman.
I mean, that's bizarre.
I asked Al about that. He said, well, it's just that
I'm not suspicious of Ehrlichman. Ehrlichman's an honorable man.
Yeah. What he does, though, John feels very strongly that he has sort of an obligation to force you to face all the unpleasant facts, you know, and he hits you as he did that Camp David weekend when he talked to you on the phone the night before, apparently, on the thing you've got to face what your problems are on this, too. You're to blame, too. And
I know.
Don't gloss
over it. He thinks I'm to blame totally, and he's not to blame at all.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't feel like it at all. But I don't think you got any problem with John. Anything coming out contrary to what's fact. And I think what you're talking about doing here, this is exactly what John's been urging him to do for 4 days.
Yeah, to get the whole government
get out.
You know our client. Tuesday, I go on and I tell the whole goddamn story about a white cougar.
Can you do it in a speech?
Well, I can cover the things that matter to the folks, and then the white paper matters to the assholes. But the assholes, you know, pick it in pieces. But Bob, it has to be done.
I agree.
And it may be, it'll be good for you and John. Because basically...
Well, I talked to Wilson, and he thinks it would be good.
Let me say, basically, I told you about the conversation I had that horrible April 15th. Mind the studies, power of Kelly, list leadership came in and said, all of them heard it and should resign to give them a bunch of shit-ass stuff. It's nothing. What's that? They didn't mention Dean. Didn't mention Dean. Huh?
And
so I said, what I mean to say is this. Talking in the confidence of this room. There's nothing more important that you and John have than to keep me in this fucking office. Because I don't give a shit what comes out on you or John, even that poor damn dumb John Mitchell. There is going to be a total part.
Well, don't even say that.
You know it, you know it, and I know it.
No, don't
say
that.
If you ever heard it. It has to be done, Bob, because it's wrong for you guys. Well, it's not Mitchell, but you and John, let's forget Mitchell. You and John cannot be condemned for something you didn't do. God damn it, this fucking Dean.
I don't think we will be condemned.
And you don't really?
No, sir.
Why not?
Because we didn't do it. And I think we can prove we did. I think because of the political pressures and all that, I think that we probably will be indicted. I don't think we can follow the discussion.
I think it's good that you are. You are an open cover. But let me say this.
I'd rather have that.
I don't.
That be stand in trial.
You know you will beat the shit out of it.
But
that'll come up much later. Let me say a couple of things. First, Bob. Was there ever any, because I must not lie to people, did you ever tell me about the 350 being used for a cover-up for this?
No, sir, because I did not never thought it was.
But did John Ehrlichman ever tell me that his calling Kalmbach was for cover-up for this?
No. I doubt if he ever testified. Oh, sure. I doubt if he ever even told me about his calling Kalmbach.
I don't remember. Nothing in my mind, but good God, I don't know what it's in his goddamn MemCon. These assholes write these MemCons, and that's the one thing I just told Dave now. We give on executive privilege regarding conversations. Maybe. But never. You people didn't write MemCon for yourselves. You wrote it for the president, for Christ's sakes.
I didn't even write MemCons.
don't, if you give on that, if you give on that,
you must
know that they paw through that shit. You and I talked about a lot about that.
That's right.
Not for the purpose of covering up, but the purpose of finding out what the Christ do.
And the whole point of the reason for privilege is so that the president can't freely discuss all kinds of things with an aide.
Can you have a talk with John at this point?
Sure.
The main thing John's got to understand is that by God, I go out to, which I'm going to do, by God, it's going to be good for him and good for you. But the main point here is you've got to understand that anything ever said to the president in the president's office and then come is the president's papers, Christ Almighty. You cannot put that out. I don't think you didn't utter it. I don't mind. But John apparently wanted to put out something about the fact that he met my office prior to the time that we awarded him the place. Well, that's fine. That helps him, but it just destroys me. I've got that. And John must not do that.
One problem, they're pushing for how they get your log too, which shows that they get your log. But it seems to me your log is just as privileged as anyone else.
Absolutely. Who's pushing to get my log?
The senator, when he was open and very senator yesterday.
Log of whom I talked to?
Yeah, he was pushing Caroline.
Holy shit. Never gave him that goddamn thing. But to say, but the point is always take the offensive. Oh, we can't get the president's law, but we'd be glad to testify regarding anything you want to know, Senator.
Yeah, we can. I don't see that we have a problem on any of that. The thing that Al's pushing me on, and rightly, is to just try to think of whether there's anything else.
That he might come out with, or that might
somehow roll out as one of these other things.
See, I'm going to make this talk on Tuesday night, and goddamn it, Bob, I must not make a talk for a fear I'm blind. Now, I didn't know about 350, did I? You never told me about 350. I never heard about it.
No.
I don't think so.
Not, certainly not until long after the fact. At some point,
we're
investigating.
Oh, I know, but at the time.
The thing admitted. And I didn't even think about it as a problem until, you know, we started searching for
the Bergman ever talked to me. He says he walked the beach and talked about clemency. Good God, I remember that conversation. It was 1 minute. You know, one problem that may arise regarding these assholes wanting to have clemency. What did he say about that?
That's all he said to me. It was just that there was some mention of
clemency. Because he must not have something out. Basically, but Bob, we got to play this thing for all marbles now.
John isn't going to put out.
John should not do something to destroy the president. He must not do it, even if it saves himself. It ain't going to save himself.
That's right.
Ain't going to do it.
And he recognizes that. What he was after, and he was trying to put the heat on Ron and Al and Bizarre. What he was after was to get this story out of here before we were trying to get it out from somewhere else.
Our plan, I'll do it Tuesday. We think we can hold it on Saturday, Tuesday. We may not be able to, but maybe it'll be Monday or Tuesday. By God, I'm going to go on and read on again. I'm on a hell of a speech.
It's remarkable.
What do
you think? It's right.
We did it all for national security, and we'll put in everything.
Start, though, by explaining that you haven't gone in, you're going to the details now, that you had not gone into before because
of the leaks.
They were involved in national security, but now the stuff is all out, and now there's nothing more to, there's pieces out, and that what needs now is to be put together as a whole.
I had to go into the whole business about Henry's bugging. I didn't mind, and you didn't either.
Sure.
I said, get the goddamn facts. But
plumber's
operation.
The council staff had people leaking.
What the hell was the plumber's operation? Because Hoover wouldn't do it.
Right.
So we did it, right? that she was present. Pardon me, I never saw it. What do you think about that?
Any idea?
Because I think Ehrlichman does know your Civic.
He worked for Ehrlichman for a while, and then he worked for Dean. I don't know what the hell Caulfield did.
But so when Caulfield is supposed to have told McCarr, you're going to get Clancy. You know where I think it came from? Mitchell. Mitchell is the asshole in this whole thing. Mitchell, goddamn his soul.
That's pretty clear. And McCarr makes that pretty clear.
Really?
When he hangs Mitchell up one side of the head.
How's he doing?
On the basis that he approved the bugging, he was involved in the whole thing, but McCord's claim is that he thought what he was doing was legal because the Attorney General of the United States had approved it. The Attorney General was authorized to approve
it. Now, the other thing I need to know is to whether John Ehrlichman, when the pressure gets on, is going to say that the President, when we walk on the beach in San Clemente, approved Clemens. Is he going to say that?
I don't think so.
I didn't.
Because he has never told me that.
I didn't, for Christ's sake. He just mentioned it tangentially.
He's never told me.
And I
was on the CIA. He has said it a couple times.
Huh?
John said a couple times when we talked about it, when I've been there with you, and John, he said that you did.
I didn't approve of it. He mentioned it, and I said, well, it's a hell of a problem. No. Now, let's look at the terms of the money. You know about the money. John know any money? He made the call to the chair. But did I know about it?
I don't think so.
I want to be sure.
Well, I can't say that you didn't know anything about money. Because I think you may have. Because there was never any bump made about the point that money was being raised by the committee to take care of the legal fees and expenses of the defendants.
But I ever recall you or John ever telling me we're raising money
to keep them quiet.
To keep these bastards to do this and that. I don't think John ever sat down into my office and said, or you did, and say, can we ask Kalmbach to raise money?
I couldn't.
No. I'm not sure you agree.
Oh, I completely
agree. The point is it true? I mean, I don't want John to come up later and say, God damn it, that he came into my office and said something else.
John has never admitted that there was any thought.
If it is, I want to know now. And then I'll just admit it. See, I don't mind admitting it, but I need to know.
I wouldn't admit it, because I don't think that's the problem at all. I don't think that you knew anything about any problem regarding money.
No.
Until we got into this investigation period.
In March.
When the point was then raised that may be interpreted by a circumstantial chain, and that's how Dean put it to you, that a circumstantial chain could lead to an obstruction of justice charge, which was the way he said there was a problem for Ehrlichman and me and for him.
Yes, on March 21st.
That's right, because we...
Famous March 21st.
Because we had been involved in...
Boy, on that one, you got to be a hell of a witness, you know. I think.
It's interesting, but you know, Dean, over and over, strange, makes the point that he isn't about to
get you.
Do anything to get you or me.
He wants to get early.
He wants to get early.
What in Christ is the matter? Why is he mad at her?
I don't know. It's a funny thing.
Well, he's got a moral flaw. Deep down, Dean has a moral flaw. Because it was more on the 20th, well, on the 15th, before Dean came to see me on the 16th. No, on the 20th, before Dean came to see me on the 21st, said, I don't hang it all out. But Dean finally came and told me that. He didn't hang it all out. He didn't tell me he had sworn perjury.
He didn't hang it all out at all.
Shit. He just gave me some ordination of perjury, Bob, for Christ's sakes, which is his major guilt. That son of a bitch did that, and I didn't know anything about it. I really believe Mitchell was guilty, did you?
I didn't know. I really didn't know.
Yeah. But you thought McGrew was. Yes, I know. But Dean never told us that, did he? Well, tell me what you think.
Well, he did. And then, maybe we can sort it all out.
Sort it all out. Through God, through that so long.
McCord must be. That's what he did.
What did he?
Oh, yeah, he's absolutely convinced that he was in on the planning of the
Good.
top lawyer in the government, top lawyer in the White House, and the top lawyer in the
Litty, yeah, right.
Absolutely.
And so he went in. But he hangs Dean too. And we must destroy John D. He's a bad man.
He could destroy himself.
Why?
Why? Because I don't think he's telling the truth, and I think it's all coming around.
Not
true. I don't know, because I don't know where he was in all this yet, but he has to have been in with someone.
You know what? I think he was in everything. This CIA story tells me that he was in something far beyond what Ehrlichman or you ever thought of. I didn't. You can't imagine me telling Dean or anybody else to say, put the buggers on the CIA payroll. Have you ever, you remember such a conversation? Ehrlichman, remember such a conversation?
That came as a total surprise to both of them.
What do you think happened?
And the fact that the Dean meets with the CIA with Walters.
But
I think that the way I put that together now, and the best I can figure out what happened then, is that Dean mentioned to us at some point that the FBI was seeking guidance. I kind of remember that. They wanted to know what to do on this investigation, where to go, because it looked to them as if there was CIA involved. And they had that theory. And so he had raised that point. I think we probably raised it with you. And
I said, get together and Walter
get together and find out.
Find out what the hell the fuck is back.
Ehrlichman probably raised the point of, where they got Hunt in this thing, which is related to our Pentagon
paper. That's right. Sure he did.
And we got a real problem there.
I don't remember. I'm sure he did.
I don't remember either. But I'm just saying what seems like it probably happened. And then we met with him and probably told him afterward. Well, we talked to the Helms and Walters, and Walters is going to talk to the FBI and talk, make the point of limiting this investigation.
To the Watergate,
right.
Not to get in the national security area.
Going to get in the national security area. So he then apparently took it upon himself to follow up with Walters when we didn't get results. Now, Walters went and talked to Gray, and they decided not to do what he wanted. And then he picked up from there because I have no recollection of...
I think Dean became an active agent then.
I suspect Mitchell told him to.
Mitchell?
Yeah. And the other thing is that
the other thing, I'm very concerned about Mitchell.
I do too.
What do you think?
I
agree.
That's what you start seeing, is that Mitchell was... Like, if he was involved in that Vesco thing, which he apparently was,
shit.
All these other things.
Everybody else. They okay.
A lot of strange things around here. And we're going to set that
up. Well, then, Bob, you and I have never heard of Vesco. I never heard of fucking Vesco in the last Elizabethan test. Till the day.
And the only reason I didn't, because of John's problem, was with trying to keep Donnie Benson. Screw you.
I can talk to you about that grand jury and now. Now. Did you? I thought that 65 G's were whiter for you in a whole number of years. If you do it all, maybe not. Here are these and these that were put on there. No, don't forget it. Maybe not.
Well, by the ass, the gurney is going to hit me, I think. They're all making a big thing about no senator was ever allowed to see the president. The Republicans wouldn't allow any senator to see the president. And that no help was given to the candidates and the campaigns and all that sort of stuff. And if it is, that gives me the perfect opportunity.
Okay.
Or if they start to word of this
Bob, you know what? I don't care if you report it or the seal case. Christ, they met that asshole off.
Yeah.
What the hell?
yesterday, then we go to the technical team.
Oh, she knows.
Falls out.
Never be crying. Never be crying. Never be crying. Never.
It's going to be damn hard to.
No.
And how the hell, after all this stuff, we can get a third guy? Where would you ever find him? In part of
the. Maybe crying. Shit about 90,000 pounds in this time, compared to the soda, and about the Chinese or anything else. But, that's over, I'm not sure. Back in the very strength of the smell of the convention, never.
Was doing all this, he was at the Treasury Department. And I know that.
legalized? What do you mean?
I don't know. I think Mitchell's up to it, into it, up to his ass. I think Mitchell was
part of it.
Was worked on a very cold, you know how Mitchell did, very cold, cynical, above the board basis, above the battle basis.
You think he's going to have all the president necessary?
No.
No. No. See, the whole point is three key witnesses. You know about Dean Aller. Dean will be disqualified because of the thing we can get. Three people, you, John, and Mitchell.
I don't know what Mitchell
will do. He can't visit the president, can he?
No, I don't think so. I don't think he will.
I mean, he will want to. You won't.
Mitchell made this on us.
Holy fucking
I think we have possibly some danger on it, and he may think. You see, Dean, in playing this stuff, McLean's, for instance, was absolutely astonished when he found out that Dean hadn't met with you at all during last year.
Because Dean always said he met with me every 5 minutes.
Finding something and then meet with you every day. So there's
only once, September 15th.
So there's one thing. Now, it may well be that Dean was intimating to Mitchell that he was meeting with you or that he was meeting with us. And that, you know, all these things were worked out. Because I have a feeling that Mitchell thought we were more involved than we were.
You know what I think? I think Dean was in this up to his ass. Okay. And I think Dean was into it. Now look, we all want it. See, that's patient.
He was into it for the right motives at the beginning.
The right motives.
To help.
And up to March 21st?
Yeah, except that he was going too far, even on his right motives.
But like what?
On the cover-up effort. Because I think he was in a cover-up like the CIA business. Now that, see, that puts a whole
CIA things, believe you. I believe you would never approve. I would never approve. Charlie would never approve. Because it's such a stupid fucking thing to do.
It just doesn't make any sense.
So?
I don't think, you know, but he must have done it because, again, Walters wrote those men comments. They have to be basically accurate. He may have left something out, but he didn't add anything in. He left something out of the men comment army.
Yeah, with regard to the other
things that were there, he puts et cetera. Well, I think I don't know what, unless he was in the Watergate part of it himself, which is still, I think, a possibility. He had a more than normal motivation for covering that.
That'll come out later. They'll bust that song, don't you? What you gonna do now? It's only Watergate version.
I don't think that is his motive. I think his only motive is to save his own ass.
Well,
I don't think he had any interest in destroying the president, and I don't think he...
I can't save his ass.
No, but I don't think he intends to destroy the president. I don't think he'll find Dean as a problem for them. For the president. I don't think he'll hurt
the president. He'll just kick him the hell out of him. Conquering your ass.
Not really.
Should well. Why
do you want to get into testimonial area? But that made sense. I think what he's going to try to, he's playing for the immunity thing, and he's using you as the game on that until he gets it. If he doesn't get it, then he's got the other side of the coin to look at. The danger, and it's not your danger, it is mine and John's, is in the Justice Department, where I think they would very cynically make a deal with Dean if they were sure he could hang on us. But I don't see how Dean can hang on us. Well, I don't see how Dean can hang on us anyway. He's got no evidence.
Come on that.
That hangs us.
Where did Richard's arrest call it?
Well, Christ, Mitchell comes out guilty 3 times around on the Vesco grand jury. He'll come out. They have.
Did you ever know of Vesco? I never heard of the goddamn case.
Only Don Nixon.
Oh, look at him.
Young Don.
Don, but shit, man. You were fucking around out there.
Exactly, literally. I know he was cooking.
But really, what the hell was Mitchell doing in best schools? Really? Paid that much for Craig to get a contribution?
I can't imagine. Fernandez,
and then apparently Maury, too. Poor old Maury.
No, I don't think Maury did. I still will bet you Maury gets out of there. I don't think Maury would do it.
Maury's an honorable man.
Don't think Maury would do it.
What the hell do you think happened?
But I do think John would.
Why?
I don't know. They're just, you know, it's...
An ire.
But I think they're going to get him on that, and then they have to get him on perjury. They've already got him clearly on perjury in this thing. Before, well, they've got him on perjury before the, he was before where he flatly said that he had not had anything to do with campaign decisions until he went over as campaign director.
Bullshit.
So the Senate Judiciary Committee.
Who's been there?
Well, Rob Opel already got him yesterday. Tied him up one side and down the other.
Oh.
And so will everybody else. He can't possibly avoid that. He was making all the campaign decisions.
Sure, Bob, you saying. And I weren't making these.
They're
you
trying
know.
To hang the thing that I was making them. They're still trying to.
Bob, you and I, that, we were so goddamn busy. We had nothing to do with the campaign. We left it for Mitchell.
I heard about things, you know, that they were doing. They checked on some things with me. But damn, you. And I was...
You totally hang him on that?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
It just wasn't any question. There isn't any question. Just and Magruder will hang him on it. And anybody else that they get from the committee has to. There's just no question. Every memo that was written over there was written to John Mitchell. Every okay that came through was
so
okay.
What is Magruder going to testify to?
I don't know. I think he's going to give the story of the memo last story we heard. The Watergate was planned. It was okay to have Magruder.
Webb Mitchell. And the road. Do you agree with the strategy then? I'll go on about to crack the thing and lay it all out for national security reasons. But I've got to tell the truth about it.
Yes, sir.
I mean, I want to be sure that I haven't, if you have not told me about it, about any payoffs, and John didn't tell me about any payoffs. But I don't really think John ever told me about it. But then if John was involved in it.
No.
Or was
he? No. And I wasn't either.
Well, I know you were. But top of that, John.
John wasn't.
I think our strategy is right to go on about Tuesday.
some stuff will be rattling around on Tuesday, the early meetings again on Tuesday. There'll be new stuff coming out of there on coffee, where they're talking maybe the next week or something.
I'd just like to see you get out ahead of it. The only advantage of getting out Tuesday rather than Monday is let them get out a little more to see. I don't want to get out and lie. Good God, you know, I don't know that I don't lie, but I...
Well, the important thing, it seems to me, in your statement is never to say, I knew nothing at all about this or that. And I don't think you should say that. I think you should be positive about what you did know, and what you did set up, and why you did do it. And don't say, that's the only thing I ever did, because you could get caught in that. It's the same reason the lawyers don't want me to make a statement before I go before the Senate. They say, don't try to make a statement that pretends to be inclusive, because if you miss something, then they'll hang you on that.
When do they plan to make a report?
No one knows. They have a list of 20 witnesses, and they keep adding intervening witnesses.
You know what?
I'm number 20.
You're never going to get
there. Jordan's 19, and Mitchell's 18. But the way they're going now, there's no way I can get there until the end of summer or something.
Sure, the fucking Congress.
But see, they only meet Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and next week, then they take 2 weeks off.
For purposes of effectively, and they take 2 weeks off. And you know what they're trying to do? Dragging it out. It's a television program.
Well, that's a sure reply. Yeah, it is a good
question. What is it?
Pretty dull, man.
It is.
It's even dull for me, and I'm inordinately interested in it.
Why is it bad?
Because they, well, in the first place, they're not very good cast. Bourbon is an absolute slot. He comes off very bad. And I thought he could come off well, but he doesn't. Montoya is an unbelievable idiot. In a way, he comes off quite well. He's quite a capable guy. A sharp, he is sharp, and knows what he's doing. Howard Baker comes off very well. Does a very good job.
He help us?
No. Well, yeah, he does. What he's doing, which is very helpful to us, and I hope to hell he keeps it up, is he keeps quoting from the Washington Post. He keeps taking their erroneous reports and saying that the Washington Post reported that on such a day you did so-and-so. And that gives you the chance to shoot down all those stories, which is very
helpful. How Gurney?
Gurney's bad. Very bad.
Well,
he's just mean. He's mean.
Mean to wire guys. Sure, you remember this?
Well, let's wait and see how it all comes out. The man will keep on me. And Weicker, of course, is a disaster. Weicker's not effective. His questions don't make sense. He's antagonistic to the committee and they to him. And he's sort of a pain in the ass down at the end of the bench.
The main thing is you can talk to Al, and let's keep it here. I don't want to go to the bar or anybody else. You and John should let Al go in with me. I don't want to say anything that's going to hang you or John. You understand that?
Yeah.
Or hang the president.
Well, I told Al, I think you ought to give me a chance to take a look at the white paper.
Good.
So that... That may jog me on something you're leaving out or something, too.
Right.
Just to be sure that's not inconsistent anywhere. And then I think that we'll want to make statements also.
Yeah.
On the CIA part of it.
Right.
John may want to go on the whole thing. Because he's involved in it.
All right, I'm not.
But our statement should follow yours.
Do you agree with the strategy?
Well, sure do.
Did you go Monday or Tuesday? Monday or Tuesday?
All things being equal, I'll go Monday. I think the sooner you get out, the better. Get yourself in good physical and mental fettle.
Right.
Well, that's important. That's right. You going to get up to Camp David tomorrow?
Yeah, I've got a lecture. I have
it. You got to do Norfolk? Yeah. And get up there and hopefully get some sun. Get a little better cool. Don't just grind away on the speech element. Because your attitude will be as important as the content. Because the content will be covered by the white paper. And as people are going to look at you, they're going to be sitting there at that tube saying, is this guy
telling the truth?
Is he telling the truth or is he evading something? And is he confident or is he worried?
Good point.
Now, before should have. You were going through a kind of a period, and that was good. If you had come on looking cocky and confident, then you would have been adverse.
But now, come on.
But now you're not cocky, but confident, and quiet, not antagonistic, but very powerful.
You think we should fight?
Well, yes.
Why?
Because you got to. You have too much at stake. You get nothing to gain by not fighting except a little rest. And that's a short-term gain.
But
you got everything to gain from fighting. Because it's a fight that can be won.
Maybe. Anyway, it has to. The point is, you got to try, because if I got the whole, if you said, well, the guy sitting in this chair is the whole world in his hands. What a miserable mess. This goddamn silly thing consumed our enemies like this.
That's unbelievable. It really is.
Okay. Show you how our democratic friends are so smart.
That's why, see, if you don't fight this, the bureaucracy is just accomplished, the establishment, the left, and everything else will accomplish what they were after.
Destroy it.
You can't let them do it.
You will not let them do it.
And if you fight this one and win this fight, that may kill them forever. Because they've got it. They
won't kill them with this one time, but we'll give them a little trouble.
It'll give you a basis of strength, though. Having survived.
Put them on the side of the fucker, the filtrators, leakers, and the rest. You're on the side of the filters, right?
Yeah. I have a close. I don't know, because I don't know what the problem is.
Did he run coffee?
I don't think so.
Good.
I don't think we had anything to do with that.
Yeah. He did another thing. Attitude, how you look, how you feel, is more important than how you sit. The main thing you are convinced of, Bob, is to fight like hell, right?
Yes, sir.
Better to all turn.
Because it's the right thing to do. Even if it were an alternative, there isn't an alternative.
Right.
Then it doesn't matter. If there were, you wouldn't take the alternative anyway. You're still going to fight.
Are you sure? If we're an alternative. Well, thank God.
You can't. Look, you can't.
All of our enemies destroy us over this goddamn silly test of faith.
And you can't let that happen. And you don't have. See, just definitely thought through it, speaking of that, you making the point to him that your resignation doesn't clear up the office of the presidency issue. It just makes it worse. And it doesn't help you any, because unlike me, see, I can resign, and then I can go out as a private citizen, which I'm now doing, and fight my case through the judicial system and the public press, but you can't.